Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. Well, the champagne corks have popped already, and, you know, the first flight's not too far away. It must be exciting times.
Very exciting indeed. After a long journey, very pleased to get the news last very, very recently in terms of getting our air operating certificate, the first new high-capacity air operating certificate in Australia for 15 years.
Were you nervous at any stage?
All of the stages, to be quite honest.
Yep. Okay. So was there anything that you sort of went, you know, when that email, I'm assuming it's an email, not sure how it all works, and say it's an email, when you got that particular advice to say, hey, you're safe to go, that must have been a sense of relief, excitement, you know, of, like yourself and the rest of your crew?
Absolutely. We had gone through a good number of months through the process with the aviation safety regulator. That culminated in what's called proving flights, which is essentially CASA join us to fly to a number of different destinations over several days. And at the culmination of that, we heard the very fantastic news that they were recommending us for an AOC, which, as you can imagine, was very well received by everybody in the team.
Indeed. Now, you had a flight, a familiarisation flight here in Bundaberg last year, and I tell you what, there was a lot of people very excited, and the people were standing there waiting for this particular flight to land. There was news that it was coming through. It was coming from Gladstone, I think it was. And when it landed and you know, gone up to the bay and whatever it needed to do, I mean, I'm going to freely admit that I took some photos of it as well, but there was a lot of people taking photos. So they were excited that the fact that the plane was arriving into Bundaberg. So I guess the next question is, when are tickets going to go on sale and when are we able to use the service here in Bundy?
Good questions. Good. What the team are doing, what the team are doing now is basically working through, we've got 17 destinations,
yep,
27 routes. Clearly that can't all start on day one. So what the team are actually now doing is working through, if you like, the ramp-up schedule.
Mm-hmm.
That will take a number of days. Once that is completed, what we will look to do is go on sale with, firstly, the Sunshine Coast based aircraft. We have three beautiful aircraft sitting on the sunny coast, at the sunny coast, just waiting to fly, Shazza, Bazza and Sheila. And that will be the first base that we go on sale with. That will be followed a number of weeks later by the Melbourne base. Two aircraft are due to deliver to us later this quarter.
Okay.
That will give us the what we need to operate the Melbourne base. That Melbourne base is what we need for the Bundaberg service.
Okay, yep. So still a little way off, but getting ever so closer.
Indeed. We're talking, we're likely talking weeks now,
okay,
before people can be buying the seats for that particular service.
Yep.
In between now and then, we will go on sale with the Sunshine Coast base in the not-too-distant future. So there will be options, from the sunny coast, both north and south, some fantastic routes out of the sunny coast on sale in a matter of days.
Now, without giving us the exact figure, Tim, and Tim Jordan is the CEO for Bonza joining us this morning, what prices are we looking at for, say, a Sunshine Coast to a destination or maybe even the Melbourne to Bundaberg service? What are we looking at dollar-wise?
We're all about the unserved and underserved markets. Now, unserved markets means it's not viable for the existing carriers. So we have to stimulate new traffic. We know there's demand. You know, as much as we just caught up with the rallies probably a week or two ago,
mm-hmm,
everybody wants to catch up again and more regularly. We want to go explore. So that's what we're about. We're about the leisure traveller. We're about catching up with friends and family. Now, we can only do that if the fares are low, and they're consistently low. So we think that fares starting from about $50 for flying for an hour,
mm-hmm,
should be roughly where we're at. Now, that's starting from, not every seat on board will be at that level, and it will gradually increase. However, it won't increase hugely from that particular level. So we're about market stimulation. If you're flying for a couple of hours, maybe that's $75 to $100.
Right.
That's type of level of service. And that's what we need to get people traveling, to get people off the highway. I do some ridiculous drives, as I'm sure most of your listeners do at times. We don't want to do that now. We shouldn't have to do that now. Let's get on an aircraft if it's convenient, and explore this wonderful big backyard that we have.
We have a huge backyard indeed. Tim, really do appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations, and we can't wait to see the first flight coming into Bundaberg in a matter of weeks, maybe a month or so. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That is Tim Jordan, the CEO for Bonza Airlines, joining us on 1332 4BU.